Hey, podcasters.
Hello, podcasters.
If you want to hear the worst NRL wrap-up of the grand final,
don't go anywhere.
We've got it for you. I've never actually had Harley question me as much as he was looking at me going, what are we doing to our show right now? And your standards are low.
Well, my standards are very low. And I'm not into sport. Like, I'm not anti it.
I like it.
But endorsing that...
We played my innermost ramblings as I was watching the NRL Grand Final.
At least you watched it.
I did watch it.
I couldn't even watch it.
I watched it.
Because it turns out I don't have a television.
Five stoppages, kick. Five stoppages, kick. Five stoppages, kick. Yep. Oh, someone got free. I slippery sucker. Try. And then they put it in a thing. Kick. Conversion.
That's essentially how it goes.
And that, so much fun. And once I got that rule, because I didn't get the rules, and
run,
now once I...
stop.
Run,
stop. Stop.
And then, stop. Oh, there's five. Change.
Yeah. And the other guys get a go.
And as they get more tired, the people slip through more. Slippery suckers. Yeah. Yep. So there's that.
And they knock it on.
Some woman made a necklace out of her vag.
Oh.
That was nice.
What's she done that
You
for?
Bought a tent, on hashtag on brand.
I bought a tent.
You bought you bought accommodation.
I bought my first house.
You did, pretty much.
It's so heavy.
There's lots of things. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that probably feels like this moment was a billion years ago.
We're nearly on holidays and this show's going to be so good.
Fake until you make it.
Luckily, this entire show is filled with one special ingredient.
Do you want to hear the ingredient list?
Yeah,
number
I do.
Number one, love. Love is the first ingredient. Shut up. Shut up.
Yep, this rowdy bunch of chicken lovers are back.
We can only say it 70 times.
How many?
I reckon we can only say it 3 more times and then we have to use the rooster sound.
Okay, we've said it 3. We've got everybody
keep
the cock counter going. Oop, 2.
Don't blow the cock count.
You cocked it.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Harley Bree.
Morning, dickheads.
Hello.
Hey, we're back.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's really only like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'll keep saying that for months.
Oh, yeah. Daylight savings.
I'm the annoying person when someone says, what's the time? 6. It's really 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's...
time's really just a construct. It doesn't make sense at all.
All right, wow, Jim Carrey. Relax. We have a great show, good show. I watched the entire NRL Grand Final from start to finish.
Did you?
Don't worry. I get
it. You got it covered.
I got it all.
Okay.
It's 5 stoppages and then they kick.
Yeah.
And then there's 5 stoppages.
I've played.
And they kick. And then there's 5 stoppages. And I'm like, come on, you guys. There's lots of bums. The structural integrity of their shorts is not good.
No.
Got to talk about that.
Yeah. Sometimes they pop a nut.
Oh, mate.
Has happened.
I saw nuts and bums.
Yes.
So much nuts and bums. We'll be talking about that in detail later.
Okay.
We have Alpha Bucks, also $10,000.
Oh, we're back to 10.
All the money's gone.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Just 10.
That's it. For the rest of the year.
Okay. Because we gave you 50.
We did give you 50.
Great.
Thank God. We know you missed us. Of course you have. And so we're going to get straight into the show.
Oh, I miss Dolly Parton.
I miss you too, Harley. Where'd you go in your holiday?
No, where did you go?
Where did you go?
Well, I went to Tasmania, where some people talk like you.
You went to Tasmania? Oh, I love Tasmania. I love going there and being Dolly.
Well, you've certainly rested.
Here's my words of wisdom, everybody.
Oh, good.
My weaknesses have always been food and men, in that order. Thanks, Dolly. Well, let's catch up, have a little chat. Haven't seen you in a week.
How was your holiday?
Babes, it was so great.
Where'd you go?
Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Or as Odette calls it, Bryan Bay.
Bryan Bay. That's nice.
She's like, I love Bryan Bay. I said, what? She goes, oh, Bryan Bay. And I go, so
did
I banned.
Genuinely...
Yes.
I think banned it was Bryan Bay.
Yes.
Imagine seeing something so beautiful as Byron Bay and naming it after Bryan.
But imagine what... But then that led me to... Because so first of all, I banned Marcella and Scott from correcting it. I go, if you correct her. And then that led me to think about what Bryan Bay would be like.
Yeah.
Bryan Bay would have a lot of Jason recliners.
Yes.
Bryan Bay would have a lot of flat screen TVs.
Yep.
Bryan Bay would have a lot of VB.
Yeah.
And people just go to Bryan's. And there's just a pool that he calls the base, little kiddie pool he's going.
That's what I was going to say. Bryan Bay's not an actual bay.
There's no water.
Bryan Bay is kind of like inland Queensland. And he's got a backyard with bad drainage.
Yeah, where's the bay, Brian?
It's Brian Bay.
I should look out the window. House of Serenity.
Yeah.
So Brian Bay was fantastic. We were staying at Watergoes, which I've now, some people say Watego. Which one is it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Watergoes at Brian Bay?
Yes, no.
It's near Rays. People will know. Anyway, we saw every morning we get up and we see humpback whales.
Oh.
That is God.
That's nice.
If God existed, it's a humpback whale.
It's different in Brian Bay, though, isn't it?
It's just Brian just goes out and moons everyone, doesn't he?
Cheryl, get out of the backyard.
How was Tasmania?
Tassie was great.
Yes.
I was in the Huon Valley, which is God's country. And I'm an atheist.
Yes.
It's just,
I felt the same way when I saw the whales.
It's just an incredible place. It's like it was a drive to Hobart.
Yes.
A short drive. Went to Mona.
Yeah.
Saw the poo room.
Oh.
The poo room in Mona is wonderful. The vagina wall.
The vagina wall's great. The poo room's not so great.
The poo room's got to go.
It's no good.
It's got to go.
This is the third time
I've been in there. I'm like, this is shit. Literally.
We're the biggest poo advocates there are.
Yeah.
And if we're saying the poo room's going to go, things are bad.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Yeah. But I am into that state very much. It is Australia's New Zealand.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just a fantastic place.
Good
well rested.
Yeah. Did you start drinking again?
I did.
Did you?
I'm off it again.
Oh, wow. You went in so hard for a week that you're going off it again?
I didn't even go that hard. I had a go at it. I was like, oh, that's all right. I just think, look, I've had some great times.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I peaked.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm not off it like I was last time, which was just a straight-up bam.
You're just having a break.
I'll have drinks here and there.
She's just your part-time lover.
Yeah, but there was
She's not your wife.
No.
She's your mistress.
Yeah.
Okay.
She pops up on the weekend.
Oh, sure. Yeah. She's there for sexy times sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes up.
Occasionally you don't even want her there. Be like, I better drink it quick, get it out of the way.
So Brian Bay and Harley's mistress alcohol, we had a good fun talk.
Yeah.
Japan has a festival that a lot of our listeners sent to us and felt we needed to know about.
Yes.
It is called the Kanemaru Matsuri. And if you are a Japanese listener, you will know that that loosely translates in English to the Festival of the Steel Phallus.
That's it.
Japanese penis.
Kanemaru Matsuri.
Festivale. The phallus.
What a freaking come.
The phallus. No less than 25 people would have sent this to us on various channels.
Yes.
So at least we're hashtag on brand.
Yeah.
At least everybody knows the kind of stuff we talk about.
Yeah.
The phallus is the central theme of the event. Surprise, surprise. It's depicted everywhere. Illustrations, floats, figurines, carved vegetables and decorations. These guys have it all. Look, there's pictures here. There's a lady in the lovely penis hat.
Yes.
With her face hole cut out.
It sort of looks like one of those.
Oh, it's festive.
You know those sleeping helmets? You know, you buy those helmets.
Beautiful. And then they carry, there's a penis.
This one's German.
You know what I like about this one? This float, they've put a little sun tent so the penis doesn't get burnt.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want a burnt knob.
No, you don't want a burnt knob.
I'll tell you what.
During the event, large penises are paraded through the streets of Kawasaki, Japan, where festival goers can be seen taking photos with the phallic objects and even buying memorabilia.
Oh, yeah.
There is, however, an important social element behind the event, Harley.
Yes.
The festival, which started in 1969, aims to raise awareness for sexual health. And
that's good.
Yes, and works to celebrate fertility.
I'm in support of both of those things. I don't know about
that. Then things take a turn.
Yeah.
The objective is said to have grown out of Japanese legend. The legend involves a woman who had a demon living in her vagina.
Yes.
When she when she attempted to become pregnant, the demon bit off not one, but two penises that attempted to impregnate her.
Is not a thing that can happen.
The problem was only overcome when she went to a blacksmith who fashioned her a steel penis.
What?
The demon broke its teeth on the steel phallus, and it was only then that she was able to live a normal life.
Oh.
So the demon was in her flaps, and the flaps grew fangs.
Holy mackerel.
And then the flap fangs were taking out the flesh wangs. So she went to a blacksmith. He said, I'll make you a steel wang. The flap fangs bit the steel wang. The demon died. Then the normal flaps could do the flesh wang.
Right.
That is the basis.
If you have a problem with your vagina, don't go to a blacksmith. That is not the profession
I
for
think,
your vagina.
I think Yes. Ultimately,
I mean, if it's biting off penises, see anybody.
And profits for the event, all profits raised go to HIV research. So, all's well that ends well. This is a great event. If you get a demon in your vagina,
just
perhaps pop
start some, yelling it.
Perhaps pop
tell
some,
everybody.
Nah, just pop some, just pop some natural yogurt on it.
Yeah,
be fine.
Yeah. Get some Acidophilus.
Yeah, we yeah. got thanks. There's this shocking flu going around. It's
apparently
shocking.
So.
And everyone in my family's had it.
Excuse the numbers on this, yeah. but apparently 85% of people who got the flu shot still got the flu.
Really?
Excuse the 85% part of it, but a high percentage of people. I just made up a number.
Did you just make up a number?
Probably. Look,
was
about,
that was that 99?
Almost half of stats
are made up. Yeah, I went 99, you went half.
Almost half sounds real, isn't it?
Yeah.
Realer.
Realer.
That's a word.
And I'm just trying to fight it off.
You fight it off.
Just willpower.
Yeah. yeah.
Because obviously we had last week off, as yeah. we did in Holiday Chat, and we're at Bryan Bay.
Yeah.
And Scott, my husband, had been away.
Get out of the pool, Cheryl.
Cheryl, is that a whale? Nah, she's my wife. So Scott yeah. came back from Indonesia,
yeah.
got to Bryan Bay,
yeah.
and was sick. Selfish. Yeah.
Wow.
Was
it the whole week?
Yeah, the whole week of surfing. Oh, fun time surfing in Indonesia with my brother. Hammocks for our bananas. Comes to yeah. the family holiday, gets the flu.
Yeah.
So all week he's just laying there being sick.
Yes.
So the girls and I had to entertain us. I was doing a lot of day drinking on my own. Responsible day drinking.
Yes.
I was doing a lot of that. And, yeah. you know, if you're not on holidays, day drinking's a problem. You've got a problem, mate. Go
yes.
and get some help.
Yes.
If you're drinking rosé at 11 a.m.
Problem.
Every day.
Yeah.
Problem.
But if you're
holidays, bingo bango.
You're getting down the minutes until you can drink.
Socially. Oh, yeah. I had Odette after we had yeah. breakfast offering me rosé.
I was literally, I was at the fridge and I just was like, on the beer can. And then I looked at my watch and was like, oh, 10 o'clock, but early.
Yeah. Holidays.
I'll half drink. I'll finish the other half.
It's so true. All the things that happen on holidays you can't do. Like I walk around the town in my bathers. Just walk around.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Can't do that when you're not on holidays.
All.
No, you can.
No.
In a holiday town.
One block from the
no.
beach. One block from the beach, put your clothes back on.
I can nick into a shop in my bathers in Bryan Bay.
How far away from the beach
mate,
are you?
Mate, you're always close to the beach in Bryan Bay.
No.
It's so good.
No. There's a section of Bryan Bay.
No.
Where you put your clothes on.
Anyways.
Bloody blokes walking around in their buggy yeah. smugglers.
Christ.
Getting a beer.
Oh,
it's
but
not
everyone
a lot.
In Bryan Bay is hot and Brazilian. Like this.
That's not true.
Mate,
I've been there a lot.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of not hot and Brazilian
people. Do you know how much not perving Scott had to try and do in front of me?
Oh yeah.
So he was just like, he said to me, I don't know how to look. And because you don't know what the age of the children are. You don't know how old these young girls are. So you can't look.
No.
I said, no, don't you just keep your eyes straight ahead, please. So anyway, Scott was sick with the flu.
Yes.
And so we had to entertain ourselves. So we started doing body painting.
Oh
yeah.
You know.
Amazing.
I'm obsessed with Skin Wars, as you know, that yes. television show yes. that RuPaul hosts.
Yes.
And so.
Which is all body painting.
All body painting, yep. right? The whole yep. thing is body painting under duress, and then you win $100,000 at the end.
Yep.
So the girls and I went to the, there's a lot of art shops in Byron Bay.
Yep.
We went to an art shop. We bought them out of all their body paint. It was dusty up the back. The guy couldn't, was like, what are you doing? Like, don't you worry. We know what we're doing.
So oh, they had body paint.
They had. It was right up the yeah. back under the dust. It was no one's buying body
yeah,
paint.
No.
And so we bought it all up. We took it home and the girls and I spent legit a week painting our entire bodies.
Really?
The pictures are up online. They're very good.
They're amazing.
But Odette painted something that got pointed out to me later that maybe was not appropriate on the location of the thing that she painted.
It's
my 10-year-old.
Yeah.
She painted a big Cheshire cat.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right around
her crotch.
Oh,
but
of herself.
It was accidental because she was drawing on her thighs,
yeah.
and the cat finished at her groin.
Yes,
upside down.
Yeah,
it was a Cheshire cat.
Yeah.
So I put this proud picture up, proud mama moment.
Yeah.
And then these depraved people,
yes.
are saying, "Em, she's got a giant pussy cat."
Near her.
Okay. Oh, my God, guys, she's 10.
She's 10.
But
everyone calm down.
In hindsight, looking back, perhaps mummy could have directed her to pop the giant pussycat
yep.
else we're away from her crotches.
Yes.
I think I might have let her down
your big
there.
Fluffy pussy should be on your shoulder. Not.
Oh, my God, how did this become about that? It was supposed to be about a show about nails and nails.
I don't know where we're going.
I don't know. No, I was going to go talk about claws, but I'm not now.
Okay.
But the body painting is up online. And I encourage you all, there's still another week of school holidays,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And if you're bored, go and get the body paint. It keeps the kids going for hours and it just washes off in the shower.
Oh.
You don't have to, it's so easy to clean off.
Get the right paint.
Oh.
Yeah.
don't buy oil-based
don't
acrylics.
Oil-based acrylics. Won't go well. Nah. Or, you know, old house paint.
Nah, but I cannot, anything like that. I cannot recommend this activity enough, okay? Yep. So there you go. This has ended up being M's Handy Himps for the school. I've had a lot of cold
early,
flu
isn't
this
it?
Week.
Yep.
We're just warming up, guys.
Yep.
Don't worry about
it. Taking a run up.
We will have this.
Come December, we're going to be fire and hot.
Great. Guess who signed their contracts and they can't fire us now?
Suck it.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Today's What's a Superior is, what's a superior pump-up song?
Yeah.
What's a superior, this is because I was watching the NRL Grand Final, and yes. You can look forward to my report on that at 8:35. just listen to it then. I literally just sat watching the NRL Grand Final with my dictaphone at my mouth and just said what I was watching.
That word with phone.
What?
To phone.
Okay. So, yeah.
At my mouth.
I can't remember my train of thought.
Pump up song.
And then they were playing all this inspiring music because, you know, they have to have the montage.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good What's a Superior.
Yeah.
So today's best What's a Superior will get R&B Fridays Live 2017 tickets. Today FM Frontier Touring presenting. That's happening next week, you guys.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Next week, Craig David will be here. So 131060, what's a superior pump-up song? What's the song you listen to just when you need to just get the adrenaline going? You got it every day when you got to go to your job. You got to play a song in your car so you can get out of it and do your job.
Do you have both of my suggestions?
Oh, I've got all of them.
What are yours? Or should I do mine first?
You do yours.
Okay. We'll crescendo with yours. Mine is this song. I love the first bit.
Yes.
Nervous, mom, sweaty, yeah. Knees weak, mom, sweaty, mom, spaghetti. I love that spaghetti bit.
Yeah.
Because I eat spaghetti.
I use this song from my good friends Rage Against the Machine for most situations.
They told you.
We can't play the full version on this radio station.
What a song! Now you do what
they told you. Yeah. Killing in the Name of is the name of that song.
Why don't we play this song more? Wait, leave it.
Because he screams at the
turn
end.
Turn it up. Now you do what they told you. I love this bit. Cut it off.
Yeah.
Who made that hook? That is a terrible hook.
No, but it goes into, God, I had to justify that bit. That's sick.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Also, I love this song by the Beastie Boys.
It makes sense that you ended up on a pop station.
Doesn't it?
I think pop music, hashtag on brand, Harley Breen.
Yeah.
I think you.
Yep.
I think Richard Wilkins. I think Dickie.
I genuinely don't know what pop is.
I think you.
Like, I don't know what's in the category.
That's they're two excellent songs.
Yeah.
Obviously, most pump-up songs require, like, a really heavy guitar riff for me, genuinely.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
All right, 131060, what's a superior pump-up song? The best one, the one that Charlie and I did.
Charlie Keane and Emma Rusty Asshole.
I'm really struggling. I love the Charlie Sheen and Emma Rusty Asshole show.
Yeah.
That show is loose. Yeah. 131060, best pump-up song, and you'll get two tickets to R&B Friday Live.
Do you know that Rage Against the Machine were teetotalers? Did you know that?
That makes no sense.
No drinkers, non-drug takers.
Really?
Yep, straighty 180s.
Is that... the truth?
Yeah, 100%. They're a part of a movement in that section of rock and roll.
Wow.
Mm.
It's not a movement I want anything to do with.
No.
What's the superior pump-up song? We'll take your calls next.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out? We paid to see this.
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
What's the superior thing we're talking about?
a superior pump-up song in honour of the NRL Grand Final that happened on Sunday. Melbourne Storm taking out minor premiers, took out the actual premiership and got retribution for their loss last year. Also, no Sydney teams in the NRL Grand Final.
No.
So, still well attended, 79,000. I watched the whole thing. I'm going to do a report on it later. It's going to be amazing. We wanted to know what song gets you pumped up and in the mood. And we're going to talk to Jared in Appin. Hey, Jared.
Morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, babes.
Your choice of song makes me question why you're listening to this radio station. Yeah.
What is it, babes?
Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Yes. Yeah. Have you met our friends downstairs? Very good song, by the way, Jared.
I sang this at the U9
Formal. Yeah, gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
I was in a Metallica cover band.
Were you? There you go.
In U9. It was amazing.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You should have heard my version. Enter light.
Oh, dear.
Take my hand. Now, Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hello, how are you?
Good, doll. Mate. Now, what's your superior pump-up song?
Steps, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Is it, mate?
Sure.
Well, you're definitely in the right place here.
Sure. And what was your other song you liked, Taylor?
Nikki Webster, Strawberry Kisses.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fired up, doesn't it, Taylor? Yes, you're ready for the day.
Got a fire in my belly now.
What?
Oh, no, yeah.
Hold me back.
I'm going to destroy the world.
Ready for you.
I am going to do things. Now, you said perhaps, Taylor.
Perhaps.
And I think maybe you were wrong. Taylor.
Yep.
Your sexuality is your own business, Taylor.
What? Harley assumed that you were perhaps,
I assumed that perhaps
a friend
maybe.
Of M. Perhaps you were in the gay community.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it! How dare you not have a stereotypically homosexual voice? So you're one of my sisters. You are gay.
Yep.
Because Harley looked at your Chong song selection and said...
Oh, did I just cast aspersions?
And I said, how dare you? He might be a straight man. He
was
a
Chong shop. This young man might be a homosexual.
And Taylor is. So you were right.
And good on him. And it's none of my business.
No, I love it.
Actually a girl.
I told you Taylor was a girl.
Well, there's an M in the bloody brackets here.
Taylor, I said you're a girl and they put an M next to your name. So you're a lesbian who likes... Oh, now we're all over the place.
Oh,
stereotypes.
Very quickly changed to an F in that bracket
first of all,
there.
Taylor, I want to apologise for people
that's
assuming.
Okay.
I also have a deep voice, Joel, and I often get mistaken for a male. And secondly, I love that you're a lesbian who loves Steps and Nikki Webster. That is amazing. I love you. I love everything about what just happened. I'm so excited you're now an F instead of an M. But you know what, Taylor? Whatever you want to be is okay with us, mate. We support you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Taylor. Jeez, what a roller coaster.
That was a roller coaster.
Because you're like, I'm like, that's a girl. And you're like, that's the boy. And then they put an M. I'm like, nah, that's a girl. And then she went along with it. And then finally she could, because they tried to move on. And then Taylor went, I think I'm a boy.
Yeah.
I'm glad we cleared up, but Taylor's a girl. Okay, the producers are writing shit. Sorry, that's our fault. It is.
It says that's out fault.
And there'll be emails.
It actually says
Taylor needs to get some tickets because you guys made assumptions like Harley. Natalie and Bexley, well, you've got a big shoes to fill now, Natalie.
I don't know how to follow up on that, guys.
That's all right.
That was hectic.
Just saying.
Morning, though.
This is the morning, isn't it?
There's going to be things. We've upset people.
We're just about ready to start work,
it's all right.
Actually.
It's a safe space,
time.
Guys. It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
What is the superior pump-up song?
For me, it's Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. whatever we're calling it
Puff
now.
Puff Lion.
Yep.
Whatever it is.
P to the D.
Come with me. Come with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Featuring Jimmy Page. Come with me. Yes.
Is he from Led Zeppelin?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Thank you, Natalie. That's nice. But we did need to go to Taylor, whose sex we managed to change halfway through the break. Taylor, because we've insulted you and all that you love, you get 2 tickets to R&B Friday next week.
Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy that, honey.
Sorry.
So sorry.
You do you, mate. Didn't
nearly say that.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Right. Okay.
I don't know. You just can't be everywhere, you know? You just can't.
No.
You just can't.
Well, you can.
No, you can't.
If you're God and you're omnipresent.
But you don't believe in God.
Hey?
You don't believe in God.
No.
Oh, I so do when can't. I see humpback whales.
Oh, do you?
For 30 seconds when I see a humpback whale, I'm like, God exists. And then they go back under the water and then I go, ah. Oh,
he's God.
Is that? He's God. Is that?
No.
He's God. Coming up next, Alpha Bucks.
Forget the Alpha Bets. We're all about Alpha Bucks. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your smartphone now.
Oh, yes. Time for Alpha Bucks. It's time for Tammy and the Gong. Hi, Tam.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Matt.
Are you prepared to have $10,000 in your pocket?
Oh, yes, definitely.
She's not going to say no. I'd hang up on her.
Yeah, if she said no, I'm not ready, I'm like, well, I'll get it done.
I'm going to think of a better first question next.
Your letter is J, Tammy.
J.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I read the right one? Because you look like I've done the wrong
thing
there.
I know. I just read the 8 o'clock letter.
Okay, good.
And when you said J.
This is the 7 o'clock letter for
yes.
J for J. 7 o'clock. That doesn't stand for 7 o'clock, but whatever. You have 30 seconds. Your time starts after the first question.
It's
we
been
have
a
to
big
take,
morning.
It has. We're going to take your first answer, and you can only use an answer once. Tammy, are you ready?
Alrighty. Yes.
Okay, good. Here we go. Name a sport.
Javelin.
A TV host.
Jerry Springer.
Name a board game.
Jumanji.
A gemstone.
Pass.
A shoe brand.
Pass.
An island.
Jamaica.
A song.
Just Dance.
A book title.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
A type of fish.
Jellyfish.
Something you wear. Ooh.
Jumper.
Too late on the jumper. Jellyfish is interesting.
What was that? I wasn't listening.
Paid it.
A type of fish. They've paid it.
Yeah.
They have made it.
$700, Tammy!
Yeah. I wouldn't have called
Thank
a jellyfish
you.
An actual fish.
But it's got the word fish in it.
It does.
Is it
but
not
anyway,
a fish?
You got $700.
It's no, jellyfish.
Thank you.
What's a jellyfish? Is it not a fish?
No.
What is it?
What is a jellyfish? What category is a jellyfish?
Siri, what is a jellyfish?
This is great. Anyway, Tammy, good on you, mate. You get $700.
Thank you.
Just says jellyfish are dumb.
Good that we asked a phone.
Siri says jellyfish are dumb.
What is a jellyfish dumb? No, that's because it thought you said what is a jellyfish dumb?
Well, we're going to find out.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shun Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
This is an important announcement.
Everybody, let's go! Like the ceiling can hold.
I'm feeling glorious.
My name is Macklemore. Coming back to Australia, and there's only one city and one station I want to get loud and live with. 104.1 Today FM.
Yes, that's right, you guys. Macklemore's bringing his Gemini tour to the Horden Saturday, Feb 3. Tickets on sale 2 o'clock, October 10. But if you'd like to come along, Sydney, call 131060 now. I got a couple of tickets to give
you. Oh, there
out.
You go.
Woo!
Now, he just said there's only one station and one city I want to get loud with. I feel like he's telling a lie there.
Are
that
you joking?
He's probably going to do that on most stations, most cities
never.
Around the country.
How dare you?
I mean, he's not just touring just to Sydney, is he?
Yes.
Is he? Is Sydney the only place you're going to see him?
Is there any other town but Sydney? Nah.
Sydney town.
Nothing. I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I saw him when he released the first album, The Heist, and it was barely, it was a tiny little festival hall.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Yep.
He was so into it. He walked across the crowd. He bought the guy who sings Thrift Shop in the big purple suit.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. He's a real showman. So I will definitely be going along to this. It's very good. Have I sold it?
Yep.
Great.
You did a good job.
You bought a tent.
That's correct.
On brand.
What? Very on brand. I emailed it through last night and I was like, here you go.
I know. When I got an email
I've been
from
away for a week.
It was so weird to get an email from you. And then I'm like, yeah, and it had content in it. Yeah. I'm like, this guy's had too much sleep.
And everyone, it was sent from the shed.
It was from the shed. I was in the shed.
Well, I mean, are we going to be talking about the restoring of the desk as well?
Yeah. Yeah,
when
we can talk about
when
that.
When it's done. Maybe it's done. It's done.
I just haven't put a photo
on. Such a renaissance man.
That wasn't a big restore, by the way. Oh, that's a pretty easy restore.
It's easy restore.
I just sanded it back and just put a coat of lacquer on and glued a couple of bits back in place and chopped off one bit and then I had to glue. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I bought a tent because I'm going on a family camping expedition.
No.
Because it's enjoyable. I like
it's not
it.
Enjoyable.
Oh. I like it.
It's terrible.
What?
I actually really like it. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this yet, but I'm going to say it and hope that I was allowed to say it by now. I'm doing the Woodford Folk Festival. I don't know when their announce are.
I thought you were about to resign.
No. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this yet, but see you later.
Or you were pregnant, one of the two.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, wow.
See you later, and I'm pregnant. Anyway, I'm playing at the Woodford Folk Festival. I just imagine the listeners to this radio station running out to buy tickets to that festival. Can't. My favourite festival in the whole country, by the way. And I've done most of them. So I feel like I could say which one's my favourite.
Great, sure.
Fairly accurately.
Yeah.
It's a camping situation. Ugh. And I have done it in Tent City, so they put up a whole row of tents. I've also taken my own tent equipment, as in I borrowed it from friends, because then I realised this year when I was going to go camping, I only own a swag. I don't own a tent.
Oh, God, how could you? How do you live with yourself?
Well, because I just live in the swag.
Like,
I don't live in the tent.
What, you can't. What's so I bought a swag? A tent. I thought a swag was a bush bed.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
How do you live in just a bed?
You roll it out and you go to bed and then in the morning you get up and you get out of it and you roll it back up in your bed and your
house
is all
rolled
up.
That's not living. You're sleeping on a glorified tarp.
That is exactly living.
It's not living.
Yeah.
There's bugs.
Awesome.
There's open air stuff.
Yeah, but there's bugs everywhere.
Dig a hole and poo.
There's bugs in your house.
No. I cannot dig a hole and poo.
There's
I'm not an animal.
There's bugs in your house. And you shouldn't dig a hole in poo.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
When you should leave the poo. If you want to do a poo in a hole. Anyway, just let me get to the point about the tent. I bought the tent.
Right.
Right? And I've spent a lot of time deliberating about which tent I'm going to buy because there's heaps of tents.
Yeah, I've watched you on your phone.
Yep.
That's what he's looking up. Tents. He's never looking
my
up
tent.
Stuff for the show.
Well, now I'm talking about it, aren't I? So I went away for the holidays last week, as were you. And when I got back, there was three slips from the delivery guy underneath the door that come to deliver the tent that I bought.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I wasn't here. Yeah. Apologies. So then I had to call up the delivery company. I was like, hey, where's my tent? And they're like, well, you can come out here to pick it up. I drive all the way out to near the airport. I'm like, oh, all right. And then when I got there...
Did you drive out in the Land Cruiser?
Yeah, of course I did. I'm picking up a tent. And when I got there, the girl...
You wouldn't pull in and go, look at me, I'm a tent guy.
You know, I had flannelette on. Everything was on a truck
got
hat.
My bloodies.
I had a hunting knife.
Don't even hunt.
I had a dead rabbit in my hand.
Don't know where that came from.
Picked it up off the road. Walk inside, she goes, I'm going to have to get some guys to help you.
Oh, hello.
No, you don't. I'm just picking up a tent.
Where'd you buy a circus tent?
Yeah. She goes, I'll get the guy. The guy walks through the door. He kicks the door open.
Yes.
He's like, and throws this thing down on the counter, and it's the size of a coffin and weighs 30.4 kilograms.
That's small child.
Huge.
What'd you buy?
Oh, I bought a bell tent. That's
what the
basically
hell?
A mini circus tent.
You did?
It's a centre pole tent.
I'm sorry?
Full double strength canvas.
No.
Very lovely, but it's not something you just go, I'll just walk through this festival with me tent.
You're setting up a whole, like you could do a gig.
I've got my own festival.
You bought yourself a bloody spangle tent.
That's what I did.
And Harley's put on a show.
I've got a mini circus tent.
Okay, now I'm in. Because this sounds to me like glamorous camping.
The whole sides roll up so you can have it. It just looks like this. So big top.
It's like we're...
It's Breen's big top. Yeah. Come on,
oh,
come on.
Breen's big top.
Hold your pockets. The Carnies are in town.
I just read what we're talking about. And I'm like, I'm so torn because part of me is like, sure, sister. If you want to turn your vagina into a necklace, go for it. But then part of me is like, why?
Was she still using it?
Why? Okay, let me explain. Okay. Let me explain. And, like, honestly, it's part of it. She clipped a bit off.
Hey.
She had some
hanging... Don't do that.
She had some hanging bits.
If you're listening...
No, hey, listen first before you tell people not to do it, because maybe this will be something you'll be into. A fashionable labia piss. Listen, right? There's this blogger, Tracy Kiss. Listen to me. Look at me. Her name's Tracy Kiss. She's
yes.
a blogger.
Yep.
She, in the past, has done sperm smoothies and semen facials.
Okay, how's it? Yep.
So she's someone
Where's she from?
Who likes to think outside the box when it comes to her beauty regime.
Yeah.
Okay?
Outside the box.
Thank you. And so she was diagnosed. She had some excess skin
yeah.
around her swimsuit area because of some friction.
Yeah.
It was rubbing together and then some things.
Created a thing. A skin tag.
A very large one.
Yeah.
So she decided to have it removed. So yes. she had pieces of her flaps.
Vagine.
Removed. And then she said to her surgeon, she wanted a tag away. She said, can I take that away? Can I have that to go? Can I please have that to go? And the surgeon goes, okay, sure. So they popped it in a jar of surgical fluid and Trace just popped it on the mantelpiece near the family photo just to display it. And then she's walking past every day. Months go by and she goes, geez, it's looking a bit grey, looking a bit yuck. I think I need to make it a bit prettier.
It's a bit of dead you.
So she's like, how can I preserve it? Which will be in a more attractive fashion. So then she, in a video on her blog, walks us through the steps. I wish I had a thought to get some audio from this. To make two wrinkly, slug-like bits of her own flesh into a glittery pendant that she is very proud to wear.
Oh, look, you're an idiot.
No! Let's look.
Stop it.
No!
Nah.
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 That's not what we're about at this show.
What?
We know about that.
Oh, look, if you're into it,
nah,
I'm into it.
You know
but
what?
If you're into cutting a bit of your labia off and putting it around your neck, you're an idiot. I'm calling a spade a spade.
You're calling labia a labia.
Straight up.
I'm just going
to
say.
If there's a bit that needs to get cut off you, it's for a reason.
Fucking wear it around your neck if you want. Imagine if this started catching on with like.
Do it.
Like when if you had to have a.
The foreskin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just get a little foreskin.
You'd stretch that out a headband.
Just wear a little foreskin choker. Andrew. Oops. Oshel could do that.
Yeah.
Oshel has a high choker. You could do that. Nice.
I'm drinking my coffee.
Also,
I'm walking away.
Look, it's fine.
It's not fine.
I just hope this isn't a trend that when people get things cut out or off, they start wearing them around their neck.
You know what? I had a cyst cut out of me. That's the scar right there.
Oh, yes, good scar.
You know what happened to it? You put in medical waste.
You could have made yourself some cufflinks.
Yeah.
You could have had some cyst links.
Could have made an arm cyst.
Yes, it could be lovely. It's going to harm me. Medical waste fashion.
Yeah.
You are in for a bloody treat. This game that I woke up to in a sweat saying, oh, I've got a game we need to play on air.
Mm.
It cannot be beaten. It cannot be gotten rid of. It has the worst theme song history of theme songs. And by
worst,
I find
that hard to believe.
I mean best.
Yeah. What is it?
We've
lost the plot. Can you identify the movie that we've got? Just by the plot line, how many can you get before you run out of time?
It's a real toe tapper. Oh, like that's my ringtone. We've lost this. But you know what's great? You just don't. You just picked a few different keys and went in the middle of them.
There's no key. I'm just talking.
Amazing. It's great. I'd like to welcome Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hello, guys. Welcome
Hi,
back.
Thanks,
buddy.
Congratulations on getting through to Lost the Plot.
Thank you.
Welcome.
There was two callers.
Shut your mouth. How dare you? It was a full board.
Yeah, it was.
Don't you lie. Don't you belittle. Don't you besmirch the name of the greatest radio competition
I reckon
ever.
Both of you are going to struggle with this, so let's get going.
Oh, God.
Okay. Shh. Everybody, engaging Tina Arena voice mode. Okay, I'm in.
All right, Victoria, you know how this goes, or if you do, that's amazing.
Good luck.
All right,
listen. Good luck, Victoria.
Okay.
That's Tina Arena.
This guy over here has already lost it.
Tell her what the rules are.
You have lost the plot,
literally.
Tell
her what the rules are, Harley.
The rules are I show a movie title to Em. She describes the movie title without saying the title to you.
Yes.
And then you guess the title correctly and we give you something from our crap prize cupboard. I mean, good.
The
good,
prizes
good
are
stuff.
Amazing.
They're amazing. It's all good stuff.
Good luck, Victoria.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
Your time, you have 60 seconds, which seems too much.
How dare you?
We'll start the time after I show him the first movie title, which is right now.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to skip that straight away, aren't we?
No, yeah. Yep. People on death row, Tom Hanks. There's a jail, dying, lethal good. Things. Matt Damon purchased...
Green Mile?
Yes, that's correct.
Matt Damon purchased a place where animals are put away behind bars. yes.
No,
I don't know that movie.
What,
move on. dodgy Jude Law boats. He can't trust him. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
murderous.
He's
very talented.
I know what the movie is.
No, you don't. Move on. Brendan Fraser, hair plugs, lots of bandaging. Oh, it's ancient Egyptian pyramids. Come on, man.
The Mummy?
Yes.
Yes.
A girl who goes out to the ocean and the rocks in it and Shiny and Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords is in it. It's a really good movie. Disney Princess. That was an excellent description.
Totally different film.
What am I thinking?
Moana.
This is
Mulan.
That was completely
different ethnicity.
Mulan, can you paint with all the colours on the wind? Well, so is that Mulan?
Yeah, you missed the talented Mr. Ripley.
No, I did that one.
No, I'm talking to Victoria.
Oh.
You missed the talented Mr. Ripley. And also, you can't just say the zoo. It's we bought a zoo.
Same thing.
Nope, different.
Oh, Pocahontas is colours of the wind.
Oh,
which
dear,
one's
you
Mulan?
Just got
Mulan? Which Disney princess is Mulan?
reflections, apparently.
How does that go?
It's not Moana, anyway.
Vic, you've won a double pass to Holy Moly in Newtown and tickets to see Blade Runner 2049 and Battle of the Sexes.
I don't know. What is the main song from Mulan?
I haven't seen Mulan.
I don't know that Disney princess.
Victoria, have a good day.
I did maintain Tina Arena voice at all times.
There was an escalation happening.
It's like Tina had electrodes on her nipples.
I think this is the point when you were describing the mummy and you said pyramids, you went, come on, mate.
Tina and Jimmy Barnes had a moment.
Hair plugs. That helps.
Reflections covered by Christina Aguilera. Okay. Well, I still don't know which one that is. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Coming up next, things. Daylight Savings. Have we gone to AM Talkback? Amazing.
Yep.
Daylight Savings.
Let's talk about it.
Fantastic. We want to talk about Daylight Savings.
Do we?
Yep. I just want to say, if I didn't have to be at a specific place between 6 and 9, such as this job, I would live in defiance of Daylight Savings.
Why?
Because I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because
it's very
stupid. It's dumb.
Well,
why?
It doesn't make much sense.
Why for? And I honestly could happily be an hour early or late for the rest of my life.
I was looking up a lot of information about daylight savings.
Someone did.
And I was trying to... Benjamin Franklin is amongst the first people to invent...
Well, he's a jerk.
...suggest. Yeah, he was... There's heaps of people, right? Towards the end of the 17th and 18th century, people trying to sort of... discuss it around economizing candles, using less candles, so waking up as early as you could to harness all of the daylight hours, and then continuing all of those daylight hours, and then you go to bed when the sun goes down.
It's just a pain in the
ass. Summer years, yeah.
Like Perth becomes 3 hours behind Queensland. Like this whole country's in a mess.
Well,
I don't know what time it is anyway. This is stupid.
Well, I don't think we need it anymore because stay up and. Go to bed whenever you want.
There's electricity now. We don't have candles.
Problem is, when New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania all on the same timeline are all like, righto, daylight savings time, let's get it done. And Queensland's like, I'm not having it.
Yeah, what are Adelaide doing?
On the same
I'll give you half. Adelaide like,
and Adelaide's
give you half.
Going, oh, just that.
You can have half.
So for half the year, Adelaide is half an hour behind Queensland.
Yeah.
And then for the other bit, it's half an hour in front of Queensland.
Fantastic. No, but the thing is for me, mostly, is I will live with my car clock wrong for 6 months a year. I don't know how to change it. No. I don't want to know how to change it.
A lot of people are doing that.
So this morning, you can imagine I got in the car and it's at 3:55 and I was like, whoa, Nelly.
Well, I'm going back to bed.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know how to change my alarm clock either, so I'm not doing that.
So you're waking up an hour early?
No. Oh. Use my phone now. Oh. You know, I've got my sunrise.
Well, apparently there's the digital clock on Southern Cross Drive when you're just leaving the airport. Citybound. Yeah. It still hasn't been changed.
Yeah, good. They're on my time. I'm starting a revolution.
It's not good because people will say that like, oh, nah. I've got time to stop off for a coffee.
I'm coming tomorrow morning. I'm coming, whatever it means. Will I be an hour late or hour early? Where's my protest? Where do I sit on my protest lines tomorrow if I can't?
You'll be an hour late.
Good.
Yep.
Sucked in.
You'll turn up.
I'll see you at 7.
You'll turn up at 6:30 rather than 5:30.
Yeah, because I am going to live in defiance. I'm going to turn up an hour late everywhere. Didn't Kramer do that?
I don't know.
I think Kramer refused. I'm a bit Kramerish. Don't make references to Nazis in my private time.
No.
But, yeah, I really genuinely, it makes me angry. I don't like it. It's always made me angry.
It doesn't need to make you angry.
A lot of things make me angry that don't need to make me angry.
Because, you know, give it a week and everyone's on board. It's like, oh, is this the time now? Time, as I've said at the start of the show, is just a construct anyway. You could just live without time or dates.
I'm so bored.
Yeah. I'm glad we talked about it.
Let's move on. I was trying to be relatable, mate.
Do you know what's coming up next?
I was trying to be relatable, okay? I was just trying to have a Me Too moment with Sydney. I'm just tired.
One of my favourite comedians in the whole country, Dilruk Jayasinghe, is coming on the show.
It's beautiful pronunciation. Mm. Very nice.
I'm multilingual.
Dilruk will be happy that you did it that way.
Dilruk Jayasinghe.
Can you roll your R's?
Sure.
Do it.
He doesn't need it, though.
Why not? Dil, can I roll the R in your name? Yeah, he's loving
it. If he's going to say no. Guy's so needy for acceptance.
He's a fellow comedian. How dare you? That's next. Joining us now is Dilruk Jayasinghe.
You nailed the Jayasinghe in your butt and you gave an extra bit of to it. You just rolled it.
You're an amazing stand-up comic that both of us have known for years upon years.
I've never met him.
And you're doing a show, The Art of the Dill.
Correct.
Yep. On November 11 at Yak Festival, the Giant Dwarf Red Fern. Tickets at yakfestival.com. But the exciting thing about this gig is that your parents
are going to see me for the first time. Those people don't know me. I'm originally from Sri Lanka. I came here about 13 years ago, and I've lived by myself here in this wonderful country and enjoyed a lot of the benefits of being away from my parents for so long. And then they did see me perform about 5 years ago when they were on holiday, and I bombed horrendously.
Yeah.
And that's the only time they've seen me perform. Oh. So I was quite excited when I got the chance to do this one-hour show in front of them.
Yeah.
Except that my mum is quite old school a little bit, to say the least, because... You know, my
define old school.
She's Muslim, and
so we're
diving straight in.
So we're talking.
She's a conservative religious lady from Sri Lanka.
Yeah, she's old sweet. School. She's a sweet.
And you're a foul mouthed atheist from Australia.
Yeah,
this is what you've turned into.
She's a Muslim. My dad's a Buddhist, and they sent me to a Catholic school, so I had no choice but atheism.
How does a Buddhist end up with a Muslim person? That's amazing.
Oh, my dad's very charming.
You call it.
Us jazz singers have our way with the words. And but it was quite sweet. I mean, having them, because they both still believe, they're both still together. They have their little prayer rooms that they separately
do
pray.
They?
Yeah.
He goes into the Buddhist room, she goes into the Muslim room.
Well, she's got like five of them, five times a day kind of thing.
Right.
Whereas
yes.
Dad knocks it out in the one in the morning. It's a bit more efficient Buddhism.
Buddhism's way more efficient.
So do you swear?
I'm looking for an efficient religion.
Not only do I swear, I've said words and told stories that I didn't want my parents ever to hear. Particularly, there's one story that if people come and see, well, not to give it away, but it was a time when I got massaged by a man, and let's just say that, you know, sometimes you, you know, I'm heterosexual most of the time, but sometimes I'm not. Apparently.
A man offers you.
Yes, great. And you're going to...
So that story is in the show, because I've done, I've toured the show at the start of the year around the festival. So this will be a last one-off in Sydney. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous to find out.
I'll be honest. Dil has said amongst some of the most heinous...
Don't be like that.
I have. It's true. And I've enjoyed it. I enjoy it very much because you say it with such a jolly, giggly tone.
Look, I am a crass maniac. I do... Yep. I do. I love, you know, drinking. And there's a lot of stories that happen when you drink. You lose certain control of bowel movements, for example.
Sure, you're on the right show. Don't
and I revel in... Not I revel, but I do like to share those embarrassing tales. Same with you, Harley. You like to take your pain and use it.
Yes, absolutely. As talk about it on stage.
And talk about it on stage. And it's been always nice because, you know, Australia to me is like, you know, home now, but I don't have any connection to Sri Lanka over here. So I feel quite free to openly talk about anything I want. Whereas now having
So you wouldn't tour this show in Sri Lanka?
No chance. Are you kidding me? And also, here's the thing. My mom, this is all my mom has seen on my stand-up because she loves that I do this. She loves how happy it makes me. But she still is uncomfortable hearing me swear. So whenever I send videos of me performing stand-up back home, she'll watch every single one of them, maybe twice over, but she'll watch them on mute.
Well, put it in perspective.
That's amazing.
Your mom sent you to Australia to go to uni to be an accountant.
Correct. I know,
which is what she did.
I did. I worked at I won't say which one. It starts with the K, ends with the G, a couple of letters in between, and it could be any of them. But
wow.
And I did it for a while, and I just realized, no, thanks. And
woman from Sri Lanka expected her son to be an accountant. And he's on stage talking about crap in his pants. Well, and getting a hand shandy from a bloke.
Isn't enough. Oh, still fell off the chair.
Broke the chair.
If this isn't enough for you to go on just to watch Till's mum, we've lost the boat. The Art of the Deal, November 11 at Yak Festival at the Giant Dwarf Redfern. Tickets at yakfestival.com.
Literally broke the
chair.
Dill Rook, JSCR, thank you for coming
in. I'm going to go for a run.
Oh,
we've
lost some idiots.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your smartphone now.
Hi, Max.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Max.
How are you feeling today, Max from Rouse Hill?
Pretty nervous, pretty excited.
Yes, okay, good.
Hopefully we can win some money.
Yes. I'm sure you will.
$10,000.
Yes, all right.
$10,000. You've got 30 seconds, 10 questions. Time starts after the first question. You're going to take your first answer. You're going to use it once. Boom.
What's his letter?
Your letter is the letter K.
Ooh. Okay, Maxie, did you get that K?
Yeah.
It can be a silent. I wouldn't worry about that, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Like knock. Yeah.
Just check that's not an answer. Okay.
Yeah, you can worry about that. Oh, sorry, I'm just reading out loud.
Yeah.
I'm not reading out loud.
What?
Reading while we're on air.
Sorry, I've seen colours.
Here we go. Your letter is K. Your time starts after the first question. Max, are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
Name a fictional character.
Pass.
An American state.
Connecticut.
A part of the body.
Knee.
A clothing brand.
Pass.
A male celebrity.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Pass.
A spice.
A what?
A spice.
A spice.
No, a spice.
Spice. A you spice. Know, like korma,
or
kaffir
lime powder.
Spice.
I did very well. Nailed it.
You got 100.
You got $100.
What? No nice questions, no nothing.
No.
Well.
No. All good.
Look, you know what they say about a bad tradesman blames his tools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Max. Oh,
that's
wow.
Okay. It's all right, Joel.
That's all right, mate.
You have a nice day. $100.
You, the only one you got right was the silent K.
Yeah, the knee.
We'll be doing that again tomorrow until the end of time.
Do you think it was my pronunciation of spice?
Spice. How do you say it?
I just said a spice.
I guess invisible.
If you're that deep into spice. Shitsville, you would...
Oh, mate, when he took 50 seconds to answer the first question, I was already in the car driving
home.
What
do you got? Kate, name a fictional
Krusty
character.
The clown.
There you go.
It's easy. Because I've answered.
King Kong, you have the answers. King Kong.
In my mind,
yes.
Ultimately, making it is being able to afford a shower big enough that you can have two shower heads either end and conduct meetings.
I had one of those in my holiday house that I just stayed in.
This is right.
Yeah,
this is my dream.
Best.
Scott and I can meet and hold the summit each night, and you have the UN meeting in the shower, and you stand opposite each other under beautiful rainfalls, and you have the family meeting.
Yeah,
I would never leave the shower. True.
Very hard to be angry in the nude.
You can't be angry in the nude.
You can, but it's hard.
It's not fun to be angry in the nude.
I've done it. You immediately are like, I can't.
I'm in the nude.
I can't be yelling here.
My wang's out. So me too. In the holiday house we had, there was double shower head.
Yeah.
And so Scott and I were having our nightly meeting.
Yeah.
And we're standing there, and he picked up my razor.
Yeah.
And I bought one of those razors that has, it's got two ends. So it's got an end, it's just a regular razor.
Yeah.
And then the other end has got like a clipper.
Yes.
It's a clipper.
You go,
it's an intimate area clipper.
Yep.
Because I do let things get to a state in the winter. I'm 38 years old. I don't have anyone to impress.
Yep.
That you, I do need something with batteries in it to get rid of the hair.
Yeah.
It's not a dog.
I've got one.
My razor.
I've got a few
would,
of them.
Yeah, yeah, you would. Yeah. But this is specifically designed for the curves of a woman.
Sure. Because they're different to the curves of a man.
Well, in that area.
If you believe that, then you've.
Really?
Lined up to
Hang
sucker
on.
Festival.
So you're telling me.
Yes.
Around the delicate folds of your lady part, you would put the same.
Yes, of course.
No.
They're all the same.
Don't you? How
they
dare you?
Paint one
you
pink
saying?
And they say it's for you, and they paint the other blue and they say it's for
no,
him.
But
they're the same thing.
No, you wouldn't put a beard trimmer near your beard.
By the way, nappies can just go on either gender. You don't need a colour code for what nappy to put on what child.
That is not true. They put more.
100% true.
They put more absorbency in the boy's beard near the.
Incorrect.
Now listen. I don't want you encouraging the ladies of Sydney to put a man-style shaver willy-nilly near their nether region. No.
And boys, you can use a girl razor.
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about. Because I use the intimate area shaver as it was intended.
Yeah, near the intimate area.
I hacked it back.
Yeah.
And then Scotty picked it up.
Yeah.
And proceeded to trim his beard with it.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have done that.
And I said to him... babe, as he's
I've
halfway
had that.
Through it. And I said to him, that's the intimate area shaver. And he goes, nah, it's working great. I go, nah.
Is that code word for that's been in my butthole?
Well, don't shave my butthole.
Why not?
Well, I'm not an animal.
I've read your book, you should. If you've got hairy toes.
What do you think I'm exposing on the beach? Like, why would I bother? That area is a no-go zone. It's an exit hole only.
I'll tell you what,
why would I be putting an intimate shaver anywhere near the anus?
You don't want to. You know what koala is back there, is all I'm saying.
If you're kind of hanging out the back of your Speedos, you have a problem.
Hand up.
Put your hand down.
I have a very hairy... Anyway,
and
sorry.
Fennington 60, do you think Harley is breaking the law?
Oh, we've already got a caller.
Yeah, lots of people love judging.
They do love judging.
Yep.
So this is what I'm on. I noticed it yesterday as I was driving along. I was on my way home and there's a main flow of traffic way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another way that occasionally I go. And I don't think it's quicker or slower. It's just a different way to go.
Yeah, sometimes I get bored of one way, I just go the other.
That's the only reason.
Also, sometimes people follow you and track your movements because they're trying to steal your identity and or your children and or your pets. So you've got to change it up. Change it up, Harley.
Never cross
my Always mind. Assume. Change it up. If someone follows me for one block too far, I'll take a turn that's out
I'm
of my
never
way.
Never looking.
You should always look.
I'm going forward.
All right.
I don't care what's happening in the back.
I do. Always looking. Always looking.
Anyway, there are a street sign.
Yes.
That is all over the place, and I've realised that for the entirety of my driving, it's not so much I ignore it.
But you ignore it.
No, I more assume that it's actually, it's for me, and it's to block everybody else going that way. So it says local traffic only.
Yes.
You know those signs?
It's specifically for the people who just live in that street.
In that.
Because people like you use it as a shortcut too often.
Yeah. Now. When I see that sign, I go, yeah, I'm local.
But are you?
Wherever I see the sign, I'm always
so you
local.
You could be in...
If I'm on tour in regional
Queensland.
Australia, driving around in country regional Australia, over in WA, it doesn't matter where I am. I'm like, well, I'm local at the moment, aren't I? Because I'm driving around.
I don't think you're breaking a law as so much being an entitled wanker.
Yeah. Or just that I'm very local.
What
I'm a citizen
mean?
Of the world.
So you're going into any town. You're going to see Bob at the bread shop.
Yep.
You're going to see Mavis at the fish place.
Why is it always Mavis?
And
hey, Mum.
And you're like, I'm just like, who are you guys? Oh, yeah. I just go to the pub.
Mate, I'm the everyman. I can have a chat to anyone in any town about anything.
So you think that sign specifically can refer to people who are like you?
Mate, I'm kicking along in a 1978 Land Cruiser wearing a flannelette shirt that cost me $10. Of course I'm local. Look at me.
I don't know where you're local anywhere with that outfit.
I am the most local person.
Maybe if you were Alvin Mangles,
people,
1987.
People
maybe
look at me and they salute. I'm glad he drove through my street.
He doesn't care about the environment. Look at that ridiculous car doing the back streets of the urban sprawl.
I don't have to slow down for their stupid speed bumps either.
Do you want to even know if people think you're breaking the rule? Do you even care?
I'll say, Alice, can I, mate?
Hey, you're not breaking the law.
I'm not breaking the law?
No, because if you know a shorter way to get through, and it may be for local residents, just use that to your advantage. Just go for it. You're the smart
Thank you,
one.
Alice. There. Thank you very
much. Yeah, but if you're the person living on that street and it's constantly full of idiots and Land Cruisers and $10 flannelette taking your street out and you can't back out of your car because it's blocked up with idiots.
Mate, if people are doing that on my street.
Oh, it's whacking season.
It's super whacking season.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sport, sport, sport.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
There were two huge grand finals over the weekend just gone. One, an AFL grand final, which we don't care so much about.
Yep.
The highlight of that was seeing the two Richmond players swear live 3 seconds apart on Channel 7.
Oh.
Highlight, Dusty Martin, who won the big three, won the Brownlow, run the Norm Smith. Won the premiership, was asked if he felt good, and he said effing oath, but said the word.
And that was on air.
It was on air live at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Channel 7.
There you go.
And then Rewalt came up and dropped the same, pretty much the same word.
Yeah.
3 seconds later, so Matthew Richardson's head was spinning. It was the highlight of everything.
So they've got a media career to look forward to.
But the one we really care about, obviously, is the NRL Grand Final that happened between the Cowboys and the Storm.
Do you know what? I'll watch neither of them, and you know why? Because as I realised, I was like, these are big games. I'm not into sport, but I'll watch these big games. Yeah. I don't have a TV. So I have a screen that I watch Netflix through, but I can't access.
Oh.
I don't have an aerial. I can't access television.
Well, you missed a cracker.
Right.
It was minor premiers. Storm, her best team of the whole season, finished on top, taking on eighth on the ladder. Cowboys.
Okay.
Fairy tale story.
Yeah.
So what I've done for you is I sat and I watched it. I sat down with Scotty. Yep. And I recorded my thoughts as the game was happening into my dictaphone.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to play for you now is my summation of the NRL Grand Final.
Okay.
2017 NRL Grand Final between Melbourne Storm and the Brisbane Cowboys, Queensland Cowboys. Some people are saying, should it be played in Sydney since there's no Sydney team? Shut up, Em. It's always been in Sydney. How dare you? Okay. Storm are looking to get retribution from losing last year. They don't like losing. Billy Slater was the last to leave the hotel. He got the biggest cheer. He's the most popular person on that team. It is a fairy tale for the Cowboys. I believe they came from eighth to make the grand final, but I will check that. NRL proving they're not completely heartless by not banning rainbow flags. Broadcast opens with emotive montage with lots of fireworks. 2017 marks 50 years of live coverage of this event. Yes, Tina. 1980s rugby league. Amazing. This one was at its finest. Better than anyone. No one has a neck, and everyone has a flat nose, and they're hairy, and it's how it should be. Player awkwardly walks with, I think it's their kid, or it could just be a random, I don't know. Daniel Vito's fronted up in a tux, and I'm here for it. Three-piece. I am here for Daniel Vito. Okay, it's definitely not their kid because... okay, they're just kids, I think. And I think they're their kids. I've managed to confirm that. It's like the Hunger Games and the Tribunes have died and they're shooting up their images into the sky. That is what that is akin to right now. Jason Tamalolololo looks dangerous. Looks damaging. They're saying he could be the playmaker. Oh, Dickie Wilkins. Introducing Macklemore. Amazing. Macklemore appearing in a gold velvet jacket. I'm here for it. Cheerleaders, well, I don't know if I like that. All right. It's one of the best live shows I've seen.
Opened with Tom Holder, a bit out of time at the start, couldn't hear himself, now doing Thrift Shop. Going into Same Love. I'm nervous.
The Macklemore concert was short. We're being washed. Some sort of sport happening now. Don't know why. I was joking.
Cowboys player has done his knee very badly.
Stretching him off.
Own
player did it.
Melbourne got a try at the 19-minute mark. We had to go to the board because one of the umpires collided with two players.
Grueling 20 minutes of football. They lost Sean, but he got some good painkillers and got a thumbs up. Oh, as the Cody was. Bum count, 6. Seen lots of bums this grand final. They really need to do tighter elastic bands. Note to self, those shorts are not structurally... I don't think their structural integrity is good on the shorts. A little bit of biffo, the 57-minute mark. Cronky got in there and just said, guys, settle down. And then Tamalogalogalo was coming in and Billy Slater said, no. Adam Carr, again, gets 2. It's very fast. Melbourne Storm, can't lose now.
Wow. That is basically what happens when your teenager takes your phone and just records their thoughts. And you just play that.
Oh, I did it!
Unedited on air.
Look, I
look,
said
if you
that.
Weren't into NRL before that, geez, that really got you across the line, didn't it?
Well done to the Melbourne Storm.
Bowls.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sports.
It's a conscious stream of idiot. But I really did see a lot of bums. And that guy was high on painkillers.
Yeah.
Everyone saw
I
that.
I mean, that's something we could just have said in like that.
Are you doubting my playback of my innermost thoughts during an NRL grand final?
That is amazing. I'm closer to figuring out what happened.